Cape Talk.
Cape Talk.
The health feature.
At 12 minutes to 7 o'clock, the University of Cape Town and the Western Cape government celebrated breaking ground on the Neuroscience Centre at Groote Hospital. The centre will be the physical home of the newly established UCT Neuroscience Institute, together with the Groote Hospital's Clinical Neuroscience Centre, where researchers and clinicians will work together to treat the brain, as well as the nervous system disorders that burden the South African population. Joining me on the line is the man, I suppose, not wholly responsible, but certainly having a very important role to play in realizing this, Professor Graham Figan, the head of neurosurgery at Groote Hospital. Graham, a very good morning. Happy Youth Day and welcome to the show.
Yes, hi. Good morning, Africa, and happy Youth Day to you and all your listeners.
Explain.
Great to talk about this on Youth Day because it's about the future.
It is, isn't it? I mean, and that for me is what is exciting about this institution, that a public facility, if you like, has become available to serve, one hopes, the ordinary folk in South Africa who might not necessarily have the kind of financial resources for the level of care and treatment that you'll be able to afford them.
Yeah, that's a very important point, Africa. I think a lot of people don't really realize the incredible level of care that is available at hospitals like Groote Schuur and Red Cross. And in many areas, you can still access the best available care you can in the country at those public institutions. But this really is about, as you said, a partnership. It's a partnership not only kind of between the hospitals, but also between the hospitals and the university to really kind of take the care there to another level. And hopefully in so doing, kind of build a platform for some really great research so we can make some contributions to knowledge globally as well.
You have the unenviable task, Graham, of making neuroscience available to people who've never studied for 15 years like you have. Let's start with the basic. What is neuroscience?
Yeah, that's a really good place to start, because neuroscience is such a broad concept. And really, I suppose, in essence, neuroscience is about understanding the brain. And I should add the mind. You know, we still have this idea that somehow the brain and the mind are separate and need to be studied in different ways. And I guess one of the concepts that underlies the institute we're putting together is to bring everybody together that studies the brain and the mind, because it's one organ. And if we can break down those barriers, I think we're going to really be able to make a contribution. But that's really in essence what it's about. And what we want to do is to attract young students. When our Vice Chancellor Max Price spoke at the opening a couple of days ago, he spoke about the extent to which young students, when he goes around schools and talks about future careers, there's no doubt that areas like genetics and neuroscience are where the future is. And we need to create the environment where young South Africans who are looking to have an exciting career can do that in neuroscience without having to go and do it overseas.
Because that is the alternative, is it not? Somebody who is interested in this field will generally have to leave South Africa, not only Cape Town, to go and study it somewhere else.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, I give a lecture to the fifth year students where I kind of intersperse it with a whole lot of quotes from really famous neuroscientists. And at the end of the lecture, I say to students, what do these guys all have in common? And the obvious answer is they're all a bunch of old white men, and that's the answer I normally get. But actually the real answer, the exciting answer, is they're all South Africans, and they were all South African medical students. And they were all medical students that went overseas because they were interested in neuroscience, and they went on to great careers in the UK and the US and other countries. And we want to be able to do it differently in the future and have young South Africans have great careers in neuroscience here in South Africa.
That's great to hear. Now, the brain and nervous system disorders in South Africa, how much of a burden is it?
Oh, there's no doubt that if you look at the total impact of neurological disorders, including psychiatric disorders, it has a massive impact on what we call the burden of disease. So the commonest disorders that we would see would be the consequences of trauma, which is a real epidemic in South Africa, and that's something we need to pay attention to. We see a lot of patients who have consequences of HIV and TB and the other common infectious diseases in the country. And those are probably the two areas we're going to concentrate on most, because that's probably where we can make the biggest contribution. But there are also obviously psychiatric disorders, substance abuse, We all know about the terrible tick epidemic and the other kind of addictions that afflict our population in South Africa. I mean, these conditions are all of huge relevance to neuroscience. So we're going to try and bring them all together in one place.
And I imagine in the process attract other specialists from around the world who want to perhaps specialize in the areas of trauma, HIV and AIDS, or even substance abuse, because they'll really not, this is sad but true, they won't find a concentration of patients who've been afflicted with brain or nervous system disorders as a result of trauma, HIV, AIDS, or substance abuse.
Yeah, no, sadly that is true. I mean, it's not something we can be particularly proud of in South Africa, but it is a reality that these are the things that we see most commonly, and they're areas where we can make a contribution. So we should be leading the world. I mean, there's no doubt that the place that people should come to if they really want to understand the impact of trauma on the brain is South Africa. I think that's another key part of what we want to do is this. We don't just see this as a UCT or Kruderske or Red Cross institution. We really want to use this as a way to build partnerships across South Africa. And in fact, even further afield, across Africa, if you look at where the world's population is going, by 2100, 50% of children in the world are going to be African. So if we can really sort of build research capacity looking at diseases that affect children, particularly children's brains, that's going to be a place of real global relevance.
It was a 125 million rand fundraising campaign, which was pretty much spearheaded by you. It must have been a wonderful moment of pride for you and your team when you had that ceremony to obviously turn the ground to mark the place where the center is going to be built.
Now, Africa, I think you put your finger on what it's all about. It really was a team, and I think what I'm most proud of is that we were able to do it in the last 3 years, which has not been an easy time for universities across our country. We all know the challenges universities have faced, and there's been a lot of negative publicity. A lot of people thinking somehow these great institutions are failing in their mission. And to have really generous donors, we had a number of unbelievably generous donors that gave huge amounts of money because they believed in the mission, they believed in the institutions, and they believed in the future of our country. And I think, you know, being able to raise money for something like this over the last few years, as I said, we had a really great team, some really good people that have been supporting us, not just at the university, but in the province as well. So 125 million is a lot of money. It's a lot of money to invest in a building, but it's about much more in the building. And the next exciting phase is going to be about funding the people who are going to be in the building. And that's going to be a lot of fun.
And what is the estimated time when you can take your first patient and have the researchers working doing what we want them to do?
Well, we're hoping by the beginning of 2020. So we should be in the building by the end of next year. So it's just 18 months away.
Absolutely fantastic, Graham. Wonderful. Well done to you and your team. And what a wonderful addition to what is already an extraordinarily complex sort of mind, if you like, in the area of healthcare in this part of the world. Well done to you, Graham.
Fantastic. Thank you, Africa. Thank you to all your listeners.
Thank you very much, Professor Graham Figen, the head of neurosurgery at Kruderske Hospital, talking to us about the neuroscience center that will be opening for business by the beginning of 2020. It's a UCT Neuroscience Institute together with the Kruderske Hospital's Clinical Neuroscience Center, where researchers and clinicians will work together to treat the brain and nervous system disorders that burden the South African population.